Live from the News Talk WANI studios in Auburn, Alabama, this is Auburn Opelika This Morning.
Auburn Opelika This Morning, your News Talk and Information Station. We do it each and every Tuesday. We visit with folks from tourism. This time, a full house visited with us on Auburn Opelika This Morning as we talk pickleball headed to the great state of Alabama, but not just that, headed to the city of Opelika and on a national scale.
News Talk WANI, Auburn Opelika's most listened to news talk station.
Have enough to go around the room. However, we talk pickleball. Again, AO Tourism on Turling Tuesday on Auburn Opelika This Morning.
Luke is in town for, normally we're hosting, a site visit to try to attract an event, but we've already worked with USA Pickleball for several months now, even probably before that, working to bring them here. And we are very honored and blessed to be able to host what is called a golden ticket. And I'll let Luke explain a little bit about USA Pickleball, obviously the golden ticket and how that feeds nationals, but then just how they are and what they do for community.
Thank you. Yeah. With USA Pickleball, right, we have the world's only qualified national championship. And the pathway to that national championship is through a golden ticket tournament. And so as a player, what that means for you is you want to come out, you want to compete against some of the best talent in your age and division and earn your golden ticket to play in a national championship. As a spectator, it's a lot of fun. It's a great multifaceted event. You can come out, enjoy some pickleball, experience some community, get to know a new area, meet people, a lot of fellowship. That's great. And from a tourism and the business side of it is we as a governing body and rights holder to this tournament, we want to partner with cities and areas and sports commissions that really want to invest in sport and invest in their community. And that's kind of where the partnership angle comes in. And so, yeah, it's been great working with you all to this point, finding a great partnership to host this event.
Yeah, and I mean, look, at the end of the day with AO Tourism is we are one small part of being able to bring events and companies and organizations like USA Pickleball. But without the city of Opelika and Opelika Pickleball Club and really without the Opelika Pickleball facility, none of this is really an opportunity that we can host here. And so, and I think, it'd be interesting to hear your perspective. I know that Opelika has a great known destination when it comes to just pickleball in general, not just tournament play, but leisure play. Obviously, the facility has drawn a lot of attention to that, but I also think the hospitality of what Opelika provides in the community and groups like the Pickleball Club and how much they wrap their arms around, hosting any size event, whether it's the Paddles at the Plex local event that the club puts on that's obviously not local. It brings, tons of people from out of town. Mm-hmm. But then bringing in a group like a prestigious group like USA Pickleball, which is the governing body for pickleball in our country. Just speak to that, as far as how many partners it takes to work.
Sure. And I'll say this, it's kind of the worst kept secret that Opelika is a pickleball hotbed in the U.S. There's a lot of great places. There's a lot of great tournaments around the country, right? But in order to have an event of this caliber, we need a few things in place. And that's one, a great facility, right? We want top-notch courts, a court capacity where we can house a number of players, right? There's a lot of great facilities that have 4 or 8 courts. Those are great. They're important. They can't host a tournament of this size. So your guys' court capacity here is key. Second, you need a lot of players. We want USA Pickleball members in the area that can drive or fly into this area, stay in the hotels, put some heads in beds, be a part of the tournament, play multiple days. And there's really a robust player population in this area. So that's the second part. And third is a sports commission and a tourism bureau that really wants to invest and recruit these events. There's a lot of great cities out there that we work with. And there's other cities that are wanting to get a piece of the pickleball action, right? It's the fastest growing sport in America for almost 5 years now. And so people are constantly emailing, hey, how can we be a part of this? You got to do the work, right? And you guys kind of started on second base, having those first two elements in place. And then in conversations and working together, we're able to really recruit and bring us here. And we're really happy to be here. We listen to what the players want. Players want to be in Opelika.
It's awesome.
It's one of those top-notch facilities. So we're really excited to showcase, the excellence, right, that Opelika has.
You and I have talked about this, Anthony, as well as Travis, you and I have talked. This has got to be the fastest growing sport in the world mm-hmm. at this point, even though there may be some other sports that would differ from
I
that.
I think
in this community, it is.
From North, or let's say USA, it is. Mm. The world, I know it's in the top five because I can't remember the number off the top of my head because I read the CIFA reports, you know, basically the fitness and health related mm-hmm. reports that basically track all participation of all sports. You'd be like, I didn't even know that was that sport. But, you know, tennis has always been a massive sport in our country from a leisure standpoint. Not mm-hmm. just, we're not talking tournaments. We're talking just you pick up a racket or you pick up a whatever of that sport and you're playing. Pickleball is close. I mean, it's in the, what, 18 million, 20 million players playing right now?
North of that, yep.
I knew in my head it was somewhere close, and they're inching close, pickleball is, to exceeding the number of tennis players. And just think of when, you know, audience, think of how many tennis courts have been around our country mm-hmm. for decades mm-hmm. and how tennis is one of the oldest sports in America. I mean, if you go back and look at history of tennis, pickleball is not a new sport. What, around the 60s?
Yep.
Because everybody's like, it's new sports. Like, no, it's not new. It just caught
right.
fire.
Yeah.
So, and speaking to Luke's, you know, part, I think it's just always amazing to remind, it's cool for me, and I know for community, especially the people like Sam Bailey and Dr. Husky that have been involved with this for over a decade plus, that Opelika has been building this. Mm. And not just, I'm not talking about just building a facility, I'm talking about building this excellence and this legacy that mm-hmm. Opelika has and is continuing to have in pickleball. And it's really a community thing, because the community, when you come out to these courts, and Luke hadn't seen them yet, they've seen pictures and videos and all that, but that's our next stop, is to go out there. And but, you know, normally you will see full courts, you mm-hmm. know, between your adult ages, your college ages, and everywhere in between. And that's hence why those courts, the city kept seeing the need to build. Mm-hmm. And there's currently more construction going on out there right now to have 32 courts. Mm-hmm. So you speak to that growth. Well, it's obviously been seen clear as day here in Auburn Opelika.
Yeah. Yeah, and you nailed it there. It's a really inclusive sport, right? Our motto this year is pickleball is for all. Yeah. And I have been on a pickleball court playing a doubles match with my 72-year-old father-in-law,
awesome.
My wife, who has limited knee ability, my deaf brother, and even my 9-year-old son. We can all play at the same level.
That's
and
amazing.
It's really neat to find a sport that transcends, you know, different ages, body types, abilities,
yep.
athletic abilities, right? You mm-hmm. can play pickleball and learn. I can teach you in 40 minutes, and you're going to leave thinking, man, I'm pretty good at this. And that's great. You are. You can also invest the time, and it's a really tough sport to master, but there's a level of satisfaction early on that keeps people coming back. And there's a community that kind of is attracted to that makes it, you know,
yeah.
that kind of hits on that fellowship element that everybody wants in sport.
I think that's the ticket to it. No, you know, pun intended, a golden ticket. But I do think it's part of that fellowship, that social, you know, aspect of it, but also that inclusiveness. And I know this organization loves that aspect. We were fortunate, you know, because I remember one of our first paddle. No, it was actually the Atlantic South Regional with USA Pickleball. And I remember it was amazing to watch. There was an official that was wheelchair bound, and then there was players. And that's when it started really opening my mind. This is an accessible, adapted sport. Mm. And that was really neat to see. And so it's just continuing to grow for really all abilities and all ages.
Yeah.
So
can I get to a break?
Yep.
Yep.
And then we'll talk dates and golden ticket and
okay.
how you get involved.
See, guy should be in radio.
Tease.
Auburn Opelika this morning, your news talk and information station. More in a moment.
98.7 FM and 1400 AM.
News Talk, WANI.
Auburn Opelika this morning, your News Talk and Information Station. Turling Tourism Tuesday, or at least we call it Tourism Tourism.
It's
Tuesday,
USA Pickleball
USA
Tuesday.
Pickleball
that Tuesday. Doesn't rhyme, but we are going to dub it that. All right, so USA Pickleball Golden Ticket is happening in Opelika at the Opelika Pickleball Facility March 11th through March 15th, 2026.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us a little bit how people can get involved, all the different ways, plug the
yes.
website, plug registration, all those fun things.
Yeah, so if you are a player, we're calling on you right now. Come register. We soft launched registration a few weeks back. We already have over 100 players signed
that.
up, so that's showing
awesome.
Good things. Yeah, I think it's going to be a sellout tournament. So if you go to usapickleball.org, you can click on a play link. There's a tournament drop down. Find the tournament you want to play in, and that should be Opelika. Click on that. It'll take you through a pass through to pickleball brackets, and you can sign up there. We'd love to have you out as a player. However, there's volunteer opportunities too. So whenever we come to a community, You know, we do lean on local volunteers to help us put on a world-class event. If you haven't been to a Golden Ticket, the way we medal, the way we celebrate athletes, the way we integrate our partnerships and sponsors is really top-notch, and that takes, a lot of effort. So
a lot of hands,
So if you're a local volunteer or volunteer organization, reach out to us. I want to plug, we have Alabama's very own Andrea Moultrie, our volunteer manager. So reach out to her and, through our website, and she'd love to plug you in and make you part of the team for a week.
Absolutely. Yeah, and if you have any questions about how to get in contact with them, you can reach out to me, just travis@aotourism.com, or click that volunteer tab in the top right corner of our website and hit join volunteer AO, and that's how you'll see this opportunity and all the other volunteer opportunities that we have throughout the year.
Yeah, that's one thing from our community standpoint, whether it's volunteers, whether it's, vendors, food trucks, product vendors, anything like that. Oh, yeah. There's usually, when the word gets out, there's not a shortage of arms in this community that want to support and make it a special experience. Because I've got a lady in my mind that when you talk about doing award presentations and making every bit of it a first-class experience for the player, the vendor, the volunteer, the staff as well, we have got a phenomenal star that when she does awards for our local tournaments or just tournaments in general, she is literally a star. And way she just, her energy, she makes every player feel special. It doesn't matter if you're winning a bronze, a silver, a gold, or if you, or advancing to nationals.
Yeah.
But yeah, we're blessed with, and that's what, we always say we can, when we were, this is a bid process. I mean, we were working with Luke and his team, and we're competing against a lot of other destinations. Rattle off just real quick the other Golden Ticket locations so the audience knows these other destinations that are much larger than us that are hosting.
Sure. So we're going to have 19 events all over the country. And our team at USA Pickleball, we're going to sanction all of those. And we're going to put on about 7 of them ourselves. And we're going to be in San Diego. We're going to be in Boise. Yep. We're going to be in Colorado Springs.
Sacramento.
There is a Sacramento event. Yeah. Mm. All over the country.
It's crazy.
Major, major markets, right? Yeah. And then...
This is a major market.
That's it.
I need you to know.
And that's what the thing is, and that's a perfect point, because people are like,
pickleball.
In the pickleball world,
once they find out how easy it is to get here, we're 90 minutes from Atlanta, and the travel, it's not too hard. We're not in the middle of the country. It's also a great place, but the experience.
Right.
We can tell. Aubrey Mitchell, shout out, standing behind me. He has worked this event and worked with Luke and the team and obviously hosting the site visit. But we can talk all day about how great this community is and how great our team is and Opelika Parks and Rec, but we show you.
Yeah.
And that's the thing is, it's not just Travis, Aubrey, Karen, myself, the team that you haven't met yet.
Yeah.
But people like Ben, Ben and give a little shout out to the GM, Steve, they love having guests on like this that talk about bringing, one impact to the community, but also, as I talked about in the local newspaper that's going to come out here soon on this article about this event, was there's so much impact this provides the community. Mm. One, local pickleball enthusiasts get to play, get an opportunity to get into a high-quality event, but also there's other opportunities like you just spoke about.
Yeah.
And while we're talking about community and having an impact, listen, there's a lot of money to be made in the pickleball world right now. That's not us. Our job is to provide great events, make some resources so we can give it all back to the community and grow the sport of pickleball. And one of the things we do when we come to a market is we have our serves organization, right? USA Pickleball Serves, and that's our community service arm, where we're going to partner with a local school or foundation. We usually teach a youth clinic, and we give away a bunch of equipment, and we go love on young members or underserved members of the community and really champion pickleball. So we look forward to doing that while we're here too. So people know that, when you're a patron of our organization, we know people's resources are precious and how they spend their time is precious. When it comes to a USA Pickleball event, what separates us is we're giving it all back, and we really want to love and love on the communities and help grow the game. So thank you for supporting all those ventures.
Want to leave a legacy. That's what's great about organizations like USA Pickleball and so many others that we get to work with. It's not about driving visitors and economic impact. That is part of it, but the legacy piece of when they leave and go to other destinations, they're leaving a lasting impact, and that's what's awesome to work with groups like this.
You go to aotourism.com, find out more information. Luke, enjoy the area. Enjoy Opelika today.
Thank you so much.
I'm about to talk to the city of Opelika momentarily and talk to the city administrator, so we'll warn him that you guys are headed that direction. How about that?
Good deal.
Auburn Opelika this morning, your news talk and information station.
Ben Taylor on Auburn Opelika this morning.
News Talk WANI.